to another episode of Fashion Stats. This episode here may be one of the ones that I know everybody looking to get into in one place in their life. And I'm joined here by my co-host of the sports debate show on the Running Hood podcast called The Battleground. Great friend of man. I think we grow closer the more that we talk. And also joined by arguably the most conversational topic that we have outside of sports, the wife. Now, welcome Bryce Shaddy and Abby Lindsay to the I ain't gonna cuss though because you know why? This is something about love, and I wanna just keep it positive and about love. But I'm so damn happy because I just feel the energy before we got on here just talking about happy and being happy in life. And I can say this, Abby, we probably talk about you, the wife, just as much as we talk about sports, because everybody look to Bryce and AB for advice when it comes to relationships. So thank you for giving my man's happiness and advice to give to us. Now, welcome to the show.
Thank you, JD. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on here. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you for coming on, because I thought of a lot of different stuff. I was talking about Bryce, like, man, I'm really thinking about trying to get, see if you should come on for this relationship series, because I knew he had gems. But then I'm like, why would I just bring on Bryce when I know he got another part to him and you? Had to bring you on. So thank you for coming on. But enough of me talking. Introduce yourselves to everybody.
Well, I mean, JD, if some of your listeners listen to the Running Hook Podcast Network, they already know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that brings you down. I bring you down by building you up, man. You know how it is. So, but I'm Bryce Shaddy. Me and JD, we met in college. So we've been friends for a couple years now, doing podcasts together, just talking, meeting up, just chilling, hanging. Me and JD both graduated from IEPUI. I've been out of college since May, along with JD, and working at Best Buy right now. But I just I got a job offer on the way from another spot. Talk about that later, JD. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'll actually be working next to my significant other, actually.
What?
So we're pretty happy about that. Yeah, man. We're going to work at the same place. So still striving to be a sports journalist one day.
It'll happen. We're gonna work. Look at us.
Yeah, we'll get there, though. We'll get there.
So, first of all, you just said something that I couldn't personally do. I don't know many people that can actually do this. You know, a lot of people with their jobs, that's their way of getting away from their significant other. You got one and getting closer to your significant other. That's real, man. I don't know people that do that. I couldn't do it. When I did work with man at the school, I liked it. But you know, when we'll go get lunch or we'll go to class, I'd be like, man, she was pissing me off today.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited for it. I think we talked about it. I think we're ready to do that. I don't think it's going to be an issue. You know, we're in two separate departments. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to be doing our thing, man, making the place a better place.
And it'll be a very professional setting, too. So, I mean, if you can't work together, then there's really no point in us even being together in the first place.
That's a fact. I was just listening to something. It said a relationship is like business. If you can't do business with this person, how could you be with this person? I said, dang, that's crazy. And then I'll get you two on here, and Bryce just pretty much dropped the bomb saying the same thing. It's amazing. Amazing. Let me ask, how long have you guys been together? How did you meet first? How did you meet?
I actually came from a public school, and I actually moved to the school, the private school that Bryce was at. And that's actually how we met. We met my freshman year, his sophomore year of high school.
Ooh, that's interesting. So, dang, how long is that? Let me see. I was a sophomore, and Bryce, do the math. I hate it.
Dude. It's about eight.
Yeah, I mean, we've known it. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, now we haven't been together that long. We've only been together, what, 5 years? Mm-hmm. 5 years, actually 15 days ago. So about 2 weeks ago is 5 years we've been together.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, Abby was actually in another relationship at the time when we first met each other. Mm-hmm. So, but our families were close. I didn't want to step on some toes. Yeah, I didn't want to step on some toes. So we really didn't talk much. It was kind of weird. It was awkward. It was, you know, I ain't trying to mess with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things kind of came full circle, you know?
See, this is so crazy because I know you as being the asshole to my asshole. We are assholes together. We literally just go at everybody together, go at each other. And the way you just talked about being a gentleman, I ain't know you had it, Bryce. You see that?
Hey, here and there, I know my limits.
Hey, man. Hey, that all I'm saying, that shows the kind of woman you have, because I didn't know you had that side to you, brother. I didn't know. I'm used to going at everybody head with you, and you talking about being a gentleman. I'm like, look at Bryce. Who would have known?
He wasn't always that way, though. I will say that on my part. I will say, when we first met, we did not talk. We did not like each other. This didn't just happen overnight. I will say, though, when we did, it was kind of weird at first because our parents were such good friends, and we would go out to dinner on a Sunday night, and we'd sit at Taco Bell, and Bryce and I would sit across from each other. We wouldn't look at each other, speak, nothing. So when people found out we were together, a lot of people were shocked because of how much dislike we had for each other.
That's funny. That's cute. That's cute. So, Bryce, you was being your usual self before.
I might have been at the beginning, yeah. I might have been. You know, I was very reserved. I was in high school, man. All I want to do, JD, you know, we want to do was play ball. That's it, man. We just want to play ball. And that's what I did. But then it was senior year, man. It was senior year, and that all kind of went out the window. And
changed everything.
We got together, yeah.
Amazing. So, now, the one thing I wanted to hold out on was telling everybody, y'all are engaged.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And listen, people be thinking I'm playing. Bryce can attest to this. I low-key be knowing stuff and don't even be knowing how I know stuff. Bryce, didn't I call it you was about to propose before you even said anything?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, there were some whispers about me getting engaged. Yeah.
As soon as Bryce wrote, I said, Bryce, you finna propose, ain't you? And he was like, I am. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you and the boys were hyping it. Y'all were hyping it.
Oh, yeah, you know I am. I be supporting everything. Bryce could say something that makes no sense, but I'm going to make it make sense.
It's true. It's every time. Any tweet I send in the group chat, it's a fire emoji immediately. I know it is.
Hey, and then in class, I did it in class. It don't matter. I'm supporting my guys.
Unless you was over there watching Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't pay much attention. I got an A out of there.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true. Let's stop. Let me stop playing. So, Bryce, how did you know it was time to pop the question?
Well, so, I mean, there's a couple of things, right? One, you know, we had talked about, you know how women are, right? They always be like, I want to be engaged. Like, all right, you know, like, cool, you know, like, mm-hmm. Well, I guess I got to be the one to initiate that. So I had told her a while back that, hey, I want to be out of college before I get engaged. You know, mm-hmm. I want to finish that up and, you know, make a little extra money. You know, I'm trying to pay college bills and graduate debt free. And, you know, now you got to save up for a ring. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got done with college. Unfortunately, at the time when I was finishing, I actually got furloughed from my job at Best Buy. So,
tell me about it.
Yeah. Your boy got those unemployment checks, and that paid for a lot of things, including that ring. So, hey. You know, I was like, hey, I told her as soon as I'm done with college, you know, I knew, you know, I wanted to spend the rest of my life with Abby. So I'm like, let's make it happen.
You know what? I'm gonna take a note of that. Just making it happen, because right now I'm trying to make something happen, but I ain't made it happen yet.
Well, come on, JD. Dude, you of all people know, you got to go out there and just make it happen. You know better than that.
I know, man. You know,
do you.
I'm hesitant with my heart, man. I'm hesitant with my heart, man. But let me ask you, though, how did you pop the question? Tell me how this happened. Set the scene for me, Bryce.
All right, so we were on a combined family vacation. It was my family and Abby's family, so we went down to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You know, we're like right in the heart of COVID. You know, so there's not a whole lot of places we can go. Mm-hmm. So we went over there, and me and her, we decided. I already had in my mind. I'm like, all right, we'll go out. Me and her one night, we'll go down to. They got this place called The Island. All right. And there's a bunch of like shops and restaurants and places like that. It's not an actual island.
So Love Island.
Yeah, you call it Love Island if you want. Yeah.
All right.
So we go have a nice dinner. And let me tell you, JD, I was wearing these shorts, bro. All right. And I got this big old ring. They weren't cargo shorts. I should have wore cargo shorts, but I had this big old ring box just popping out my pocket, man. So I had like my hand in my pocket the entire time, like trying to cover this thing up. Right. I look so stupid.
Hey, man, got to improvise.
Yeah. So we go have a nice dinner. We eat loads of food and we're chilling. You know, I got real nervous, JD.
You got nervous.
I don't like to admit that, but I got real nervous.
Got nervous?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, man, I'm hearing a whole new side of you, bro.
I know.
Love to hear it, though.
How long did we sit there?
We probably sat there an hour and a half.
Yeah, we sat in front of this fountain that, like, plays to, like, music and lights and stuff for an hour and a half, JD. An hour and a half.
You really set the mood, Bryce.
Hey. Yeah, but I didn't want to sit there that long.
And I genuinely had no idea what was going on. I was just like, why are we just sitting here? Like, can we go do something? No, we just sat.
I was so nervous, man. I was so nervous. So then finally, I tell Abby, I said, hey, come grab this chair real quick. And so we were going to get up and move closer to the fountain. And while she was like walking in front of me, like I popped the ring out and I pulled her to the side. I got down on one knee and proposed to her. So, it was a special moment for me. I know it's a special moment for Abby.
Bryce,
what?
Hey, what'd you say?
I said, I don't even remember what I said. I said I want to spend the. I think I said something to the effect like I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Do you want to spend it with me? And. You know, of course, Abby starts crying. And
well, also, I don't really like attention on me. And I'm seeing people walk around us staring. And I'm like,
oh, loads of people, JD. I'm not even playing. This place is the busiest place at night, you know, in Tennessee. And
yeah, Bryce, everything you do be garnering attention. You did it the right way.
Hey, let me tell you something, though. Abby almost died.
What?
She forgot about that.
Yeah, she almost died. So we were sitting there. Right.
Well, because I had my suspicion while it was happening. So I kind of, which I did. We actually ended up showing up. We ate dinner and I had noticed his hand was in his pocket the entire time. So right then and there, I was kind of like, this could happen. But I knew a few weeks before this that we were having trouble with K Jewelers and that maybe he never got the ring. So I was like, you know what? I'm in my head. Well, he actually saw me send a picture to my best friend and say, hey, I have my suspicions. Well, I didn't know that he saw me do that. Well, we were going through the night and whatever, and he's over here making me wait for an hour and a half. And I was like, you know what? I got my hopes up. Like, it's not happening. And I looked down and my Apple Watch says that my heart rate was like 135 and that I needed to seek medical attention.
Bryce?
It was literally.
Literally, I was panicking. I was like, you know what? I was like, he doesn't love me. He's not proposing to me on this trip. But I got all in my head.
Wow. First of all, I wish if we did video pods, they would have seen this look that she gave when you was talking about proposing. It was the sweetest thing. And then they would have, I tell you, and then Bryce, man, you that man. I be saying it, but you that man for real. But hold on, Bryce.
What?
You can't propose after you almost kill her.
Dude, I know. Well, at that point, I had no choice. You know, she might have a heart. Her heart rate might be up all night long. I had no choice. I just save her.
Hey, I can't lie though. That's something I would have did. I've been laughing. I've been like, man, what you so nervous about?
I felt so bad too, because I was like, no, like I don't want to make him feel bad, and I don't want to say I thought you were gonna propose. So I was trying to just move on, and then he over here asked me to pick up a chair and help him move, and I'm like, I got my purse, I got a shopping bag. I about went off on him, and I was like, we're about to start a fight here. And then he gets down and proposes, and I felt like a horrible person.
What a way to keep your composure, Bryce. I'll be reacting. I'd be like, what? You know what? I ain't doing it no more. Then they do what? It don't matter now. You mad.
It don't matter. Yeah. You find out another day.
You'll find out next week. Maybe when we get home, let the car ride, simmer us down.
Y'all two are a mess.
That's amazing. Okay. I had a couple questions that y'all answered in the lovely story, but I just got a comment on how y'all already went on a family trip together and y'all families was already close before it. That's cool. Y'all family prior to you guys, you know, getting together already had known each other. And then you take the family trip and that's when you propose. That's dope, man. That's dope. Did you go talk to the families before you did it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I talked with Abby's dad and made sure that he was all right with me, you know, asking her to marry me. So,
he
was totally 100%. Hey, let me tell you, Abby came to me and told me, she's told me this several times. She says, make sure that you talk to my dad before you do it. Just do that.
That's right.
Just do that. So I was going to do that anyway, but I respect that. So that's what I did.
Right. And my dad has been a huge impact in my life. And I love my dad to death. So I wanted his blessing before anything.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Abby. Tell Bryce what to do. I know exactly who to tell now. I'm snitching every time you make me mad, Bryce.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
That's crazy. Okay. Now I got a better question. When was the moment you realized you wanted to spend the rest of y'all lives together? Individually answer that one.
I think for me, I don't know. It was just kind of a time thing. I don't think there was an exact moment. It was like, we spend so much time together. Like we do a lot of things. Like we might be different. Like different personalities, you know, maybe some different sense of humors, different way we do things. But like, I don't know, you just know, like when that person is your best friend, you're like, oh man, you got, I want you to be part of my life, like forever, you know, like you're my best friend. I want you to be my life partner too. So I think it was just a culmination of things like, yeah, man. Yeah. I want you to come be with me forever.
Oh, look at Bryce. You ain't never said stuff like that before. All you be saying is, well, you know, man, the wife just it. I'd be like, man, how do I know the wife is it? How do I know? Before it's the wife, how do I know that this is it?
I don't know, man. I think you just kind of know. Like, people just tell you, like, you know when you know. Yeah, I there's some truth to that, but I think there's also stuff that you got to look at. It's, you know, how do we get along? Like, how do we handle adversity? How do we, you know, are we cool? Do I need to be extravagant all the time? Do I need to spend money for you to love me? Like things like that, you know?
Yeah,
you
drop them gems, Bryce.
Yeah, you don't have to do a lot of like, I guess you call them carnal things. Mm-hmm. You know, that to make somebody happy. It's just like, are you happy just sitting like next to each other, like watching TV? Like, are you in your happy place doing that? Yeah. Do we have to go to an expensive place to eat or go buy expensive stuff for you to be happy? You know, like you can do all that and that's fine, but what is really the center of your relationship? What is the center of your happiness?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it that person or is it the things? So,
dang, Bryce, you about to get these listeners something to think about. They gonna be like, well, I had to break up with my boyfriend after that. Or I had to break up with my girl, man. She only happy when I buy some. Dang, look
that's at nonsense, that. Man. That's nonsense.
Yeah, you know, I spend a lot of money anyway, so.
Oh, I know you and your shopping sprees, man. I know.
Yeah, man. But see, that's the thing, man. I don't know. Wait, before I talk about that, I want to hear Abby's. When did you know?
So for me, I think it was after a few years that we had known each other and been together. I think we'd been together almost 3, and we ended up, it was a rough time for both of us. For me, especially, I had just, I had basically just done a few things. I felt like, you know what? Like, I wasn't the person I once was that he was dating. And so we actually had to spend some time apart from each other. And we just kind of, I think we spent about 6 months, just took a break a little bit. And I think in those 6 months, and after seeing that even though I did mess up, he still wanted to be with me. And I think right then and there, it was like, wow, like that meant a lot. Like he understood and he forgave me. Like, I don't know if I would have forgiven him if he did the things that I had done. But I think in that moment right there, I realized, I was like, wow, like he really does love me. And this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Wow, that's deep. That's really deep. You know, Bryce, I'd be giving you a hard time talking crazy, but I gotta be honest, man. You one of the best people I know, man. One of the best people I know. And it just got confirmed by your better half. That's crazy. Cause man, wow, Bryce, I thought you was great, but now I'm looking at you in a different light, man. Hearing you all with emotions, I know Bryce had emotions.
He did it when we first met. That was definitely something I had to break out of him.
I didn't, and yeah, and I mean, JD, you want more gems?
Hey, you keep dropping them, man, because you know it's different coming from you. Because see, people don't know in the group. You say the same things that I say.
I know.
A lot of times me and Bryce always we pit ourselves against each other, but a lot of times we really agree.
We really agree so much. Yeah, we're on the same wavelength a lot. But I mean, part of that is like, and that's another way, you know, like this person is the one for you, right? Mm-hmm. When they can break down some of those walls that you've built up for yourself, right? Like for me, like mine was emotion, right? Mm-hmm. I was like this emotionless person that nothing affected me, nothing will affect me. Go ahead and try, do your worst. Good luck. You know, you're not gonna break me, you know, and being able to be more vulnerable and show those emotions is kind of a good feeling at the same time. And you're like, oh, wait, something happened. And I don't know where it happened, but it happened. Mm-hmm. But that's okay, right? That's a part of life. You know, it's a part of growth as a person, right? So letting those walls be broke down by your significant other or the person that you love, I think is a big step in a relationship and a big step in from a personal growth standpoint.
Well, and I think those walls need to be broken down because, I mean, if I can't even talk to you about your emotions or find out a way that I can help you, then this relationship's not going to go anywhere. I'm there to be a help me and a better person to him. So if I can't break those walls down and we can't talk about our emotions or even just little things like that, like there is no relationship. There never will be.
Drop them gems, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. See, I knew I got the right people on here, man. I knew I did. I be trying to get people that I know gonna speak honestly and not gonna sugarcoat it. And see, whenever I get people that's in relationships on here, usually they both say the same thing, but tell it from their perspective. And it helps tell the meaning even more, you know, just get there. Like how you literally spoke about the emotionless thing, being emotionless and the thing that she came with was, how can I help you? See, I don't think like in our generation, that's what most people think of. Like, what does this person bring out of me? How do they improve who I am? I don't want somebody that's go agree or that's just go say, all right, we into it. It is what it is. We all go through our own struggles. So to hear you embrace yours and to be vulnerable was one of just being emotional. And then to hear her say, how can I help you? How can we talk about these emotions? That's dope, man. That's deep. I need something like that. I need somebody who gonna help me with my emotions, because I don't like embracing man neither. I like that, man. That's dope. That's why I like Bryce, because Bryce be telling me the stuff that I know I need to hear. Like, I already don't talk much about my problems. I go about them. But when I need advice or talk to different people, Bryce be coming from somewhere that I see him not being emotional. So when he talk about stuff like that, like, bro, yeah, you got to do this, do that. I'm like, see, I listen to it because I know he been there. Know what I'm saying? Like, we talked plenty of times about just relationship stuff in general. When I was in my previous relationship, I talked to Bryce all the time. Like, man, you know, I want to do this the special way. I'm like, Bryce, what's the idea you could give me? And then he'll tell me something. I'm like, hold on, let me make sure Bryce will do this before I sit here and just do this. So I'll be like, hey, Bryce, what you think of this idea? That's dope, man. That's
really and I love dope. I loved hearing your stories after you went out and did something, man. It was the best.
Man, that Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. That was a good day for JD.
Yeah, that was crazy. It ain't last, but that's still.
Hey, that's home. All right, though.
It was so crazy because I'm like, hey, Bryce, I think I'm ready to make it official, bro. And he like, all right, so how we gonna do this? So I'm like, well, first of all, anybody that know me, I gotta go shopping. I had to go get a brand new outfit.
A must.
I had to go get some shoes, a brand new outfit, stuff I never worn before. And I say, hey, you know what, Bryce? I think I want to spend a lot of money this time. So I'm like, you know what? She like this. You think that'll be a good idea? He like, yeah, do that. Now I'm like, all right, for dinner, I don't want to take her nowhere that's basic. I don't like, you know, special occasion, got to do something big. He like, all right, well, go somewhere she never been before. I'm like, that's interesting. So what I did was I just talked to her about different places around the city where she had ate before. I'm like, Bryce, is that a good idea? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. Now, I don't know how I'm going to make it official, dog. I don't know exactly what to say. We talked about we went over this about three or four times.
Yeah, we went through some scenarios. Yeah, we did.
It was crazy. I'm like, man, I don't know how to say it, Bryce. I can't rehearse this kind of stuff, man. That was crazy. I didn't get nervous, though. I didn't get nervous when I asked her to make it official. I ain't getting nervous. Probably because I was drinking, though.
Yeah, of course. You gotta have some liquid courage, man. But, JD, let me tell you, man, like, making it official, that's not as nerve-wracking as proposing, bro. Let me tell you. When you get to that point, JD, oh boy, I can't wait to hear your story on that. You're gonna tell me. I know, all I know is that right before you do it, you're gonna have that classic JD smile on your face.
Yeah, man.
Like, you can't hide it. You can't hide that.
It's crazy because I don't smile a lot. So when I do, it be like this big old grin. I'm like, like you could tell I'm up to something. I was smiling that whole day, like, all right, y'all, Valentine's Day right around the corner. I'm finna do something. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, man, because, like, it's hard for me to get nervous. Like, I'm rarely ever nervous. So to know you rarely ever nervous, too, but you got nervous in that moment, I might have to text you or something right before I do it. Like, like, hey, Bryce, what's the tip to hide your nerves? Should I wear my darker shades to hide my ass?
Yeah.
Well, my glasses. Man, they call them shades. It's my glasses.
Yeah, it's your glasses. Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, well, when you get ready to do it, right, you kind of like doubt yourself, like, on everything. And you know, it's just your nerves getting to you. Like, it's they're not really like real thoughts. They're just there to kind of scare you. Like, am I making the right decision? Like, should I really do this? Like, should I just be single for the rest of my life? You know, it's just like, you just get nervous about stuff. And they're all just thoughts. Like, if you wipe away those thoughts, like, you had already predetermined, you did this for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. you got all set up for this reason. Like, why are you having doubts now? Like, just go for it, you know? So
yeah, that's interesting. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm a straight shooter with everything, but I'm so, alright, I'm gonna be vulnerable right here. I'm be vulnerable because I'm talking to y'all. I'm be vulnerable. Uh-oh. It's so hard for me to trust getting in a relationship. Like, it's hard. It's one of them things that I'm not scared to do it. I'm just afraid to put my heart out there. Like, you know, I said plenty of times, like, I've been betrayed left and right by everybody that I really let in. So it's hard really wanting to, you know, give somebody that kind of access to my feelings and emotions. But see, now I'm finna sound a little arrogant, but I really mean this. I feel like I'm one of them people that when I'm out your life, you realize the value I brought to it, because you ain't gonna never find nobody like me. That's not being arrogant, because I really think I'm one of them people that, you know, just rare. Like, I don't think you come by people like me often. But at the same time, it hurt investing so much. And then it don't hurt me. It didn't hurt me investing so much. It just, I don't like being vulnerable when something don't work. You know what I mean? Like, this person know things that can be used against me, that can draw a side of me out, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that trust trust is one of the biggest things in a relationship, and, you know, allowing your trust to be put in another person is a big step, you know? And that's why, you know, when you think you might like somebody, getting to know them mm-hmm. first, you know, and get to know like their motives, like of their character. Yeah. And of their heart, you know, is a big thing. You know, just talk to them. Just by talking to them, usually you can figure out, you know, like where you're at, where your headspace is at, right? Now, sometimes you don't know. Sometimes they pass the eye test, you know, and you get in there and it's not what you thought. And that's tough because, you know, normally you would already be emotionally invested, mm-hmm. you know, and that's always tough. But, you know, we were very fortunate, you know, it was my first relationship. So I was very fortunate, you know, I haven't had a lot of heartbreak and heartache, you know, surrounding relationships. You know, I know other people aren't as lucky, you know, and that's okay. You know, like, there's still somebody out there for you, you know, it's just being patient, finding the right one, you know, just taking it easy. You know, there's no reason to rush into something.
Yeah. That was my next question. Cause when I be talking to somebody like really interested, I don't believe in rushing nothing. So I be talking to them for like, let me see. I be talking to them for a long time, like 6-7 months, just before I'm like, I go through this process of, all right, I find you interesting. I want to take you out, get to know you more. Then it's like, I go to this place where, all right, I like you. Now, how much do I like you to see myself in a relationship with you? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I talk to them for so long that sometimes I'd be like, dang, am I taking too long? Do I need to speed it up? Or it like, what? I don't know, man. It's like, my trust issue just be having me questioning everything before I even really, I say give everything a full try. Like, I just question every little thing. Cause I don't like people getting close, you know, like that emotion thing you talk about, like, cause it's not something I'm used to. It's not something I want to do.
Well, and it can be scary to get into something like that, but you also have to think of is, what if this was the person for me? What if this was the right girl, but I let her slip? So taking that risk sometimes is worth it, and getting to know them and seeing where this could take, because that could have been the person you should have been with the whole time.
Dang, that's dope right there. That's dope. See, now I got to think about
JD's going to think about it when he goes to bed tonight. Bruh.
You already know.
The little things that I thought of with even with Bryce is I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, we have our differences and like this is new for us. But with what he had shown and what he had laid out on the table, I was like, you know, this is the one for me. And I had no hesitation whatsoever moving forward. And I'm glad that I didn't, because he was the perfect guy for me. So, I mean, the perfect girls out there for anyone, especially mm-hmm. you just sometimes that risk is worth taking.
Yeah, I'm a wait to take that risk.
Hey, but that's the beauty of it, JD, is that, you know, even like anyone, you go at your own pace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like no one's gonna pressure you. Now maybe the other person might pressure you, but
or even family. I feel like we were kind of pressured almost, is like, why aren't you already married or why aren't you already engaged? But everyone has their own right timing. Yeah. And for us, it was waiting till he was done with college. And this is our perfect timing.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't feel pressured. This is all you, man. It's all you.
Yeah. I'll be putting it on myself sometime. Like, you know, I'm my biggest critic. I feel like, you know how I think. It's like nobody know you like you. So you either your best friend or your biggest enemy, just because you know these things about you. But y'all spoke on getting married. So when is the wedding? And because, you know, you guys already then talked about COVID. Has COVID made any of the wedding planning difficult?
Well, wedding is going to be October 9th, 2021. So this year. Whoop. Yeah. We're pretty excited about that. We haven't really run into any COVID related issues quite yet.
It was always on the plan to have a long engagement anyway. Mm-hmm. So we knew.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how things shake out, you know, between now and October is a little bit of time. It comes quick, of course, but you know, with some vaccines getting rolled out and things like that, you know, we're hoping it's behind us by then, but mm-hmm. I don't think COVID is really going to affect us as much. You know, I think we're going to be okay, but hey, things can change. You know, that we've seen in the past year and a half, things can change on a dime. So
yeah, we didn't have a graduation.
I know, man. We didn't get that proper send off, man.
Exactly. Like we didn't deserve it.
We didn't get a group picture,
bro.
Nonsense.
I even started going to all my classes.
I know. Right. Let me tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen, JD was so committed to come to all his classes, man. I was so proud of him.
Finally made Dean's List. Made Dean's List because I started going to class.
That's right. Hey, he coming with his chocolate milk and burrito. Hey. Ready for class. Hey, we was ready to roll, man.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's crazy. Well, I'm glad to hear that COVID didn't mess with none of the plans, because graduation ain't got nothing on marriage. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I've been in some weddings, I be seeing people get married. It's like, I don't know. It's like this feeling of love in there. Every wedding I've been to, for the most part, I'd be like, bruh, wait till I have, man.
I can't wait to go to yours.
Every time I go to a wedding, I'm single. But the crazy part is, I'd be like, bruh, my wedding is going to be a movie.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be a movie. I'm telling you, like... Like, you know me, I'm not extra, but I got a big personality.
You enough. Yeah, you're enough.
I got a big personality. Like I'm not going to cry when she come up there or nothing, because I don't want.
Oh, you're going to have that big old grin on your face.
Yeah.
I know you are.
I'll be up there singing like, here she come. Here she come. And then,
hey, I better be there. I need to be there, JD. Oh, you need to see you, man.
Hey, the guys go have their own table.
Oh, yeah.
Guys go have their own table.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And I'm gonna need people to drink with before it start.
you know we'll have your back, man. You know we'll have your back.
Yeah. I know, man. Look, I got all these different people I'm gonna need to talk to before it start. And I'm gonna come talk to you first. I'll be like, hey Bryce, hey Abby, hey, what y'all think I should do when she walking up there? Should I smile or just wait patiently? Should I tap my leg and show that I'm impatient? Hurry up, get up here.
Man, I don't know, man. Like, Abby wants me to cry.
I do too.
Abby, what? You want me to cry?
Bryce, come on now. I gotta see you cry.
Come on.
I don't get no emotions out of you. I gotta see you cry.
Hey, you only see me. You get to see me walk in the aisle once.
I know. We'll see. We'll see if this wave of emotion comes at me.
If you don't, I'm just sure. You gonna hit me in the back? Oh. I'll be like, I swear I see a Bryce crying. Then I'm gonna get all quiet and stuff.
Oh my gosh. You know, you would too.
Yeah, man. I gotta see you cry, man. This is a first for me seeing you smiling this much, super all into your feelings. And I ain't seen this before, man. I ain't seen it before, but it's crazy because every male that's been on here and that I had with a significant other, they are always talking about how they bring this best side of them out. Like my sister and her husband was on, and we did a live pod, and I'm just seeing the way they looking at each other when they giving answers, and you know, you just catch the vibe, the feels, just witnessing stuff like that. I swear every time, cause I know different sides of everybody. It's an amazing feeling to see it. It's like one of them things, like, man, wait till I get what they got. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't wait to experience them emotions, like seeing how she smile when you talk about her. I'll be looking at I gotta be looking at my wife and be like, yeah, she cute, ain't she? You know, I like just to see that, just to see it, and then I know she gonna be crying when I be talking about how she make me feel and stuff. Cause I can't say this. Working on myself, I realize I do want a woman who shows emotions, because I feel like that'll help me bring out man more. Somebody that's comfortable bringing out that. Not too emotional, because I can't deal with that. I can't deal with too many emotions. Like,
yeah, you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful.
Too many emotions, I'd be like, bro, like, what's wrong with you? Like, what? Like, okay, I will hold the door open for everybody after you. Like, that's nothing to be upset about. Like, I can't deal with too many emotions because I don't show many. I just want somebody, you know, just help me.
Be overwhelmed with them.
Help me be comfortable showing my emotions. Like, because it's hard for me to do. Like, so when I'm doing it, I need somebody that, you know, just comfortable. Like, go listen to me and stuff. I talk a lot. I need somebody that's going to listen. Somebody who cool with the lifestyle I'm trying to live. You know, I be thinking about all this kind of stuff because I've had relationships that failed. Not as if they ended bad or nothing like that. It's just when, you know, I'm very open about my whole life. So just over time, I see, all right, this not going to work. So I know what I don't like. I know what it's not going to help me improve and be better. So it, like, I be looking at couples that work and just hearing how y'all talk about, like, just the being the better version of you and subconsciously doing things you knew you wouldn't do before, like showing emotions. Like, I'm telling you, I'm gonna keep talking about that. I'm keep talking about that just because it's something that resonate with me personally. So that dope, man.
It's important. Emotion, trust, it goes hand in hand, right? You know, when you trust somebody, you feel like you can be vulnerable with them and show them those emotions and speak openly about anything that you have a concern about, you know, whether it's something that your significant other is doing to you or just doing in general or anything like that. You know, like communication, JD, you know, I mean, communication is another big key in a relationship, you know,
exactly. Biggest key, in my opinion.
There's so many things that go into it. Right. Yeah, it is. It really is. Because if you don't know that your significant other is unhappy, you know, or they don't let you know that they're unhappy, mm-hmm. how can you get that right? And how can you move forward as a couple? Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, there's so many moving parts in a relationship. Like, sometimes it seems easy on the surface, but there's a lot of work that goes behind it. Like, it's just not something that you just kind of, you go through the motions on. or, you know, some days are like that, but some days are just harder than others.
Yeah.
But just finding a way to adapt and be understanding and just go with the ebbs and flows of life is a big.
But nah, I don't know, man. Like, I ain't seen this out of you, Bryce. I'm still caught up in how you dropping all these relationship gems. And I'm like, bro, this the same guy who literally sat here and went at everybody in the room with me before. And he over here talking about love and showing these feelings. I ain't even know you had
Swiss Army knife. You got to be a Swiss Army knife, JD. Yeah, you got to turn it on.
And see, you want to know something? What I just, what I always call everybody, I be calling them suckers and stuff. See, you ain't no sucker. You ain't no sucker, Bryce. Because, see, you know when to show emotions. That's what I'm picking up on. You know when to be that guy that show emotions and when to be that guy that, all right, let me brush whatever come off just so I can deliver whatever it is that I'm doing. Know what I'm saying? That's dope. Cause I ain't know you could do this. I just knew you had somebody that was just like you.
She might be a little bit like me, but she's different. And I like that. I like that she's different because it helps me. It helps me not be so one-dimensional, you know.
Yeah, I can tell. Cause Bryce, you just like me. You talk a lot.
I talk a lot, huh?
Yeah, you talk a lot.
You talk more than me.
I mean, I talk more than probably everybody, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know
that's
nobody true. That talk as much as me. I was in class talking to myself.
I know, man. I see you over there.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. We just be in class, and I was messing with all these different groups of people. Didn't even know half of them while all us in the back doing our own thing. I miss that class.
I do too. We had a good time.
Yeah, not doing nothing.
That's right.
Let me stop getting off track. All right. Best and worst parts of wedding planning.
That's not a sore subject or anything for us, but
JD, I don't want nothing to do with decorating.
Right? Oh, see, my cat.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. Like, I don't want anything to do with the decorating, but I'm all here for detail. All here for detail. Like planning, like, you know, all right, this is how the ceremony's gonna go. This is how the reception's gonna go. This is when we're gonna leave, you know, like stuff like that. Like, I'm all about that. But like decorate, I don't have a vision for that, JD. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't have a vision for how it looks. I just know we're gonna get married that day, you know?
See, that's what's most important. I'm kinda in that same boat just a little bit. Cause I really want all the, you know, the concrete details. I want to be part of that. I want to be part of the colors, but I don't really care what else that's in there. As long as we agree on the colors, do whatever you're going to do.
What do you think? I know you got plenty to say.
I mean, at first I thought, and Bryce even told me this, he goes, you're not as big as a bridezilla as I thought you'd be, because I've honestly kind of put it on hold. Like, I know that sounds bad, but I've done almost no wedding planning whatsoever. He's definitely pushing me to do more, but,
that's cause he not.
Yeah. Easy for me to say, right? We got some stuff. We got some decorations.
Yeah, we have a few things.
That's going a good
on. We got a venue. We got a venue. So like we got a lot of big stuff out of the way so far. Right.
But also, like, I also work a 40-hour work week, and a couple weeks ago I was working like almost 60 hours a week. So yeah, I haven't had the time.
Yeah.
But no, we're definitely getting back around to it. We did a little bit of, we talked a little bit before we got on here about some things, but we're getting there.
That's dope. Hey, see, I ain't gonna lie. I'd be saying the same thing. Bryce is like, you go ahead. You got it, baby. Go ahead.
Right. Well, this one over here has friends galore, and I'm on the other hand. I'm a very shy, very quiet person, and I don't have the friends that he does. And he came up, he was like, "Yeah, the number's gonna be 6 for our wedding party." I'm like, "Bryce, I don't have 6 friends. Like, we gotta like cut this number almost in half."
Man, I got 16 sitting in a group chat right now, man. Like,
I'm like, you have to cut this short a little bit. I'm like, can we do more like 3? He goes, 3. He's like, how about 5? I'm like, all right. So we settled with like 5, 6. We'll be somewhere around there.
We'll be somewhere around there. Yeah. Figure it out.
Hey, there's no wrong with that. I'm still trying to, I planned all of those concrete details out. I'm not having groomsmen. Everybody that's up there is the best man.
Oh, really? How many people are you going to have up there?
Let me see, my little sister, 2 of my brothers, and wait, is it 2 of my brothers? 3 of my brothers and 2 of my closest friends.
Oh, all right. Well, you got a pretty big party there.
So what's that, about 6?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. About 6. Yeah. Wait, nah. 2. 5.
Yeah, I think it's 6.
Yeah, about 6. Yeah. Same that you're trying to do.
It ain't bad.
Too many.
Yeah, because more than likely, the person I'll be with don't got that many friends. I already know it. That's why half of mine's going to be family members, because they like my best friends.
And that's all right. That's cool, man. I mean, friends come in different ways, whether it's people that you meet, people that you are in the same house with you.
That's true.
All right.
Hey, what's crazy, I used to always say I didn't have friends, but then I started making actually real good friends. I'm like, bro, I got friends. I used to always say, I ain't got friends for real. I don't got friends.
JD, we're going to have to do a separate pod on friends.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Hey, you're my friend, though. You're my friend.
You're my guy, man, too, JD.
You're my guy,
man. You're my friend.
You're my guy, man. Hey, you know.
This relationship turned into you and JD, and I just got booted.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Actually, we had a fake wedding planning in the group chat of who at all of our weddings, who would play these specific roles.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, you brought that up one day.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Do I have to be concerned about anything happening on our wedding day?
Oh, no. This was the thing. I was the best man at y'all wedding in our group chat.
It was a fantasy wedding.
And in our group chat, I was the best man. And see, everybody didn't want to take part of it because they thought feelings would get involved, their feelings would get hurt. But see, me and Bryce didn't have that problem because we don't got feelings like that. It was a joke.
Yeah, we just start calling people out, leaving people out. Yeah, it's just
it was whatever. A joke in my ass. I was like, hey, let's go ahead plan these fake weddings. Yeah. I couldn't leave Bryce out, man. But I did give him a bad part just because I needed somebody to joke with. What did I say? Did I give you like a usher or something?
Yeah, maybe it might have been like ring bearer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I know it wasn't high up there because I knew he wouldn't take it personal.
Yeah,
because people take weddings too personal, as if they don't get a part. Like, you invited to see love and share love, witness real love, like,
and bring a
witness and genuine.
Bring a gift.
That's a good one. I don't even know if I want gifts at man.
Yeah, you do.
Nah, no, I don't.
What if it's cash money?
Just pay for something.
Like what?
I don't know.
What, Kata? Bills? Your water bill?
I don't know. My Walker bill. I'm not getting married when I'm 80. Let me see. I don't know. I don't know if I really want gifts at man. Like, I don't know what I want.
They're going to give you gift. I don't think you get a choice. They're going to bring you a gift.
Man, I don't really want a gift. Like, I don't know.
What if your girl does?
Is that weird?
I mean, that might be a little weird. I mean, you get some stuff for your crib or something.
And if you hate it, just return it and get some money back.
JD, we all know that you love to go over to the Finish Line Foot Locker and go buy loads of clothes and shoes. You tell me you can't use a little extra cash.
It's a difference. Like, just buy me something. But not for my wedding. Like, just come witness that. I don't want it for my wedding.
But we're also coming from where we don't live together, so we have to get, we need people to buy us everything.
That, yeah, that's true. See, I don't think I'm gonna live with my woman before marriage either.
You have a little bachelor pad before?
Nah. I had one before. I had about two before. About two. I don't know. No, only one considering because the first time I was in a relationship, so I can't consider that.
Yeah.
Should have been single. Let me know that. Should have been single at that time. Should have been. But no, I don't know. Like, is gifts at a wedding a common thing? I don't pay attention that much.
You set up a wedding registry and you just, like, we pick Bed Bath & Beyond and Target, and then we just pick the items we wanted, and then people get on there, they find Bryce and Abby, and then they buy us whatever we requested.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, JD is getting some knowledge dropped on him today.
Yeah. Because, see, I don't really be going in. That's why I had questions about wedding planning, because I didn't know nothing about no wedding planning, like, I gotta
you'll find out. Like, I found out, like, there was some things that I didn't really want. Like, I wasn't really like a proponent of food, but my parents were like, "Well, we're paying, so we're having food." And I was like, "Okay."
Oh, see, so, that's a given. I'm gonna have food.
Oh, JD wants food, but don't want gifts.
But for me, I wanted a very simplistic, like, just easy go, small wedding. But no, my family, Bryce, want a big shebang, I guess.
Yeah, it's a big moment. I'm gonna have
some people there. I want to flex on them.
I'm gonna have a big small wedding.
A big small wedding.
Yeah, what? like big venue. Big venue. Okay. Everything gonna be big, but it's not gonna be a lot of people there. Like, it's gonna be a decent amount, but not a lot of people there. Cause I'm only gonna bring, like, you know how some people be like, for their weddings, they invite all their friends and all these kind of people. Yeah. I'm only going to invite the people that support the relationship actively. Like, I'm going to invite people like that. Why am I inviting my single friends who don't even know my wife? I can't do that.
Yeah. And we're kind of in the same boat, actually. You know, we're kind of in a pinch a little bit right now without going too much into detail, but we want people there that, all right, like exactly what you said, JD, that support us, that are
true friends.
Yeah, like real people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't want no negative vibes at your wedding. Like, I'm
right, exactly. Like, people that are just there because, you know, it's like a social thing.
Yeah,
you know,
something like, that's to talk about.
Like, no. I don't want that. I don't want to spend, you know, that's taking time away from me and her after the wedding, mm-hmm. right? Because I got to stop and I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, I got to talk to you. I got to, you know, deal have empty conversations stuff. With you. Yeah, I don't want to have empty conversation with people that I don't care about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I'm finna out somebody right now. I had a couple of aunties that did that at some weddings. Ridiculous. They definitely not invited to mine. I don't care if they hit this. I don't talk to them. I don't really like them either.
Wow.
They can't come to my way. It's a lot of people, like, it's going to be people that I talk to regularly that's not coming to my wedding.
Yeah. And that's, like, fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your wedding.
Yeah, like, it's no hard feelings, but like I said, I want people that, you know, that's actively supporting us, actively, like,
double, I want to see you succeed.
Yeah, or people I can double date with. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I like those kind of, I like relationship friends, I swear. I love seeing the dynamics of relationships that I necessarily might not find in my own. Like, I like double dating and being around people in relationships. Cause I don't know. I'm a weird person in that way. Like, cause I feel like that helped me. Like, it helped me see the things that I should know about when I finally found out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and taking lessons, you know, from other people, that's not a bad thing. Like, I know that, you know, we've had conversations where we see stuff, like, in people's, like, relationship, and it's like, you know, hey, did you see that? Like, take note of that. I don't want to do that. You know, or like right now, like, sometimes we see, like, parenting, like, for, like, we want to have kids one day, right? And we look at some of the things that parents do, we're like, nah, we ain't doing that. Like, or if my child acts like that, oh, no, we ain't just going to let that go.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to tell you not to do it. Let me go show you that you're not going to do that again, you know, like,
whip that ass.
Exactly. You already know.
Yeah. Nah, see, that's the kind of stuff I be on. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, see, like, I be thinking about all this stuff, and I be like, bruh, when I, cause I'm a, you know, I'm a deep thinker. I think nonstop. So I be like, every time I talk to somebody and they come to a part of me, like, and I'm like, do I see the rest of my life with this person? Can I see the wedding with this person? Can I see the going actively trying to parent and have kids and having these, you know how y'all discuss y'all families being together, like that dynamic, that's so interesting to me. I want that kind of dynamic. Like, I want those kind of things. Like, so I actively be thinking, like, man, can I have this with that person? Because if I don't see that with them, I can't be with them. Because I'm not finna sacrifice the things that I know is a necessity to me being happy in my future to try to, you know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't have to change what I know gonna make me happy type thing.
Right. Now, also, you know, I think, you know, you also have to give it a chance. Like, if it's not exactly what you want, maybe you can build that, you know, maybe you got to work up to that as well. You know, having that, those dynamics, you know, like sometimes it can be built. But, you know, if after a while you see, okay, it's not going to happen, then, yeah, maybe it's time to pull the plug. Definitely.
Yeah. That described my last one. Still the homie, though. Just don't like some people.
Yeah, I hear you.
See. All right. Let's wrap this thing up. Y'all didn't deliver enough gems. I want to let y'all get back to enjoying y'all night. So, any last words or advice for the people?
I would just say I'm going to elaborate more on what Bryce was talking about earlier about how relationships do take work. We didn't start, this relationship didn't start this way. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, we went through some rough patches. It took a lot of effort on both of our parts, just to make this relationship what it is now. So I would just say, I mean, it's 50-50 and you have to give your all. Otherwise that person's, they're not going to be worth it if they're not going to give you what you deserve as well. So I would say work as well as, your happiness is just as important as theirs. And I think a lot of that has to do with is where if I didn't feel like I was in a good situation to get out, but more than not, Bryce is always there supporting me no matter what I'm doing. He's always, he's my biggest supporter, my biggest cheerleader, no matter what I do. And that means a lot to me. And it pushes me to be a better person through that. But that would be my advice to anyone who's either starting a relationship or try
and just know that, you know, someday, like, it is 50-50, but some days it's going to be 90-10. Finding a way to love the one that you're with through the bad days, it can only make your relationship stronger. And you know, give people chances, you know, like, obviously without going overboard, right? Somebody does something, you know, heinous against you, like cheating or anything like that, you know, no, but, you know, maybe that person is going through something that, you know, you don't fully understand, right? But just being there is a help to them. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you don't need to understand it. You just need to be there and listen and comfort and just be that special person for them.
And that's huge, because listening, just letting me vent and you just listen is sometimes all I need. I don't want to hear, this is going to sound horrible. Sometimes I don't want to hear his advice. I really don't. I just need a listening ear.
That's true.
Just get out what you got to say.
Exactly.
Dang, that's crazy. Cause they got me thinking, you know what I'm saying? Cause my little situation now, I be just talking, and I don't really sometimes just be wanting to no feedback. Just knowing I could talk to her, be like, dang, bro, this is new. Know what I'm saying? Because it's new. And then when I actually want that kind of conversation, different perspectives be brought up. And, you know, just stuff for me to, you know, think about, stuff that make me want to do. But, man, y'all got me thinking like, dang. If I'm in a relationship 3-4 months from now, Y'all going to know.
You better let me know.
Yeah, I might listen to this like twice before I make the decision. like hold on, they said this, they said that. Look out for this. I'm taking notes. I'm telling you. I'm literally taking notes right now. And the people that's going to listen to this, y'all better take some notes or y'all going to be sitting there unhappy in a relationship where you sitting there wasting all your time from being miserable. So.
Well, and we're not perfect. We're not. We still struggle day in and day out with different things. But, hey, I mean, that's what a relationship is.
It's work. I mean,
we work through it together.
That's dope, man. I ain't gonna lie. I probably finna send a text message after this. Like, girl, you some special.
Oh, yeah. I see you, JD. I see you, boy.
Yeah, but all right, let me go ahead and close it out. Like I said, have y'all on here too long. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for coming on here. Thanks to both of y'all. Y'all really did more and went above and beyond on everything that I expected and thought y'all could give. Shoot, it's not a lot of times y'all. I sit here thinking every time a gem dropped, I'm over here thinking like, bro, do this apply to me or not? It's not often that happened. It's not. So thank you so much for that. Obviously, I want to say congratulations again on the wedding and wishing y'all the best, obviously. Hope everything continue to go uphill and improve and y'all conquer every goal that y'all have individually and as a couple. Got to plug in the guys too.
Got to.
Go ahead, listen to the Running Hook Podcast Network where y'all go find me and Bryce in our natural element of debating and arguing, going at each other on the battleground. Check out Top with our boys. Check out Basketball Power Hour with AB and Dylan. Check out Circle City Cinema.
Yeah, Circle City, revamped Circle City Cinema.
Yeah, man, they've been going crazy. And then can't forget my boy Caleb Lynn on Linsanity. What else I'm missing? Is that everything, Bryce? It's a lot of us.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, me and Caleb will be wrapping up here in a couple weeks after Super Bowl with football. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, Bryce left me, y'all. He went and found somebody else he liked doing podcasts
with. Oh, whatever. I do both. Whatever. I'm splitting time.
Yeah, man. My feelings was kind of hurt.
Whatever. You're fine.
Yeah, I am. All right. Once again, thanks, y'all. Y'all come back. This will be wrapping up the relationship series once again with the future Shaddy family. Hey.